It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I want you to get ready for another exciting series entitled, I Survived It. Whatever your it is, if you are listening to this broadcast, you are a survivor. Oh, yes, you are. I get ready for this message because it's going to stir your very soul. Have you ever had to go through a trial that came from the left, the right, the inside, and the outside and knocked you sideways? If you're listening, you're a survivor. Have you ever gone through some things that you didn't think you were making out, but you made it not only out, but up and out? See, it's one thing to come out of a trial, but it's another thing to come up to another level and out of the trial. My God, God is with you today. If you are listening to this broadcast, we're going to explore some nuggets from the life of David. You know David. David was a shepherd. Somebody say a shepherd. David was a prophet. David was a psalmist. David was a king. And most of all, David was a servant of God who was what? After God's own heart. Oh, you could be after his heart and still have some things you're struggling with, but you're overcoming by the grace of God. Get your pen, get your paper, get your Bibles, get your iPads. Don't you miss now 1 week of this series entitled, I Survived It. Your life will never be the same. As we go into the series, I Survived It, let's explore scriptures that capture the essence of where I'm going with this. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to be exploring the life of David. His life was filled with so much richness, and God allowed men of old to what? Pen his life. Why? Because we can learn some things. You see, the one thing about life is as you live it out, somebody is learning something from your life. They're either learning what to do or what not to do. So the Bible tells us to walk in such a way that others will not stumble. But God, by his grace and his mercy, knows that we as human beings, we are subject to fall, we're subject to stumble, we're subject to miss it from time to time. So he picks us up, he brushes us off, he cleanses, he purges, and he purifies us, that the next time somebody may see you, they'll say, look at the glory of God. Because the last time I saw him, the last time I saw her, and we'll just live it to what? It. But you know, somebody knows what? I survived it. And I'm talking to a host of survivors out there. Like I say, if you're listening to this broadcast, you are a survivor. If you're listening to this message, there is something in your life. You've already come out of it. Or I got another group. You're about to go into it, and you're going to need to listen to this message so you will know how, gain hope on how to come out of it. I survived it. So we're going to start in Acts, the 13th chapter, verse 21 through 23, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible with this text of scripture, and we're also going to be looking into the Good News Translation. Say, Dr. Ty, just say the Good News Translation for some of the other. I really just said the Good News Translation because I want you to be able to glean. I want you to be able to understand it. I want this to be what? Broken down to the bare simple essence of what that scripture is saying. So let's look at Acts 13, 21 through 23. Are you with me in the Amplified Bible? Verse 21. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul. the son of Kish. Now, who are we talking about? They were the Israelites, and they were in a place where they didn't have a king, but they wanted to be like all the other nations. Have you ever gotten in trouble because you wanted to be like somebody else? And when he had removed him, who did God remove? God removed Saul, the people's choice. My Lord, my Lord. And Saul made a lot of mistakes. And if you want, you can go back and read it about Saul and David. But we're not going to take too much time into that. I just want to capture this. And when he had removed Saul, he raised up David to be their king. And of him, he testified and said, oh my God, who is he? We're talking about God. You see, it's just something about God putting his signature on your life. It's something about God pronouncing who you are to the world. You know, it's just like when Jesus was baptized and the dove or the symbolic force of what the Holy Ghost rested upon him was in him without measure. And God pronounced from the heavens, this is my son and whom what? I am pleased. Huh? This is my beloved son in whom I am what? Well pleased. And I'm just going to encourage somebody right now, just a little tidbit. If God is with you, he will promote you. If God is with you, he will pronounce you. He will say, that's mine. That's mine. That's mine. Whoa, it's that mine. You see, he would say, that's mine smeared with the blood of Jesus. That's mine what? Smeared with the love of God. That's mine smeared with my presence. It's something about walking with God that somebody can just look at you, be in your presence and say, oh, that's a child of God. You don't even have to announce it. You're a child of God. God will always let people know who you are in him. Let's get back to the scriptures. I'm so excited. And he said, and he testified to him and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. What does that mean? Conforming to my will and my purpose. A man that's after my heart. A man that's willing to what? Conform to my will and my purpose. A woman that's after my heart. A woman that's willing to what? Conform to my will and my purpose. Somebody say, nevertheless, thine will be done. That's what Jesus said. What? Oh, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. And some of us need to let God do a work in our hearts where we get to the place where the will of God is why we wake up in the morning. The will of God is why we're walking out our life. We're doing what we're doing because it's God's will and purpose. What? Working through us. Somebody say, God's will is the best will. Uh-huh. For this man's descendants, God hath brought to Israel a Savior in the person of Jesus, according to his purpose. From this man's descendants, from whose descendants? David. Who was David? A man after God's own heart. Who was David? He was a prophet. He was a king. Uh-huh. He was a shepherd. Somebody say amen. He was a servant of the Most High God. He was a summons and he was anointed by God. And through his what? Lineage. Through his what? Descendants, Jesus Christ was going to come. Somebody say, oh my God. According to what? The promise of God. Now I want to set you up right now. I want you to grab a couple of things from this passage of scripture. And what we're saying is what? Acts 13:21-23. A couple of nuggets I want you to capture from that. One, God will pronounce his will upon your life. God knows why he called you. Uh-huh. And he said, what? David is one after my heart. You see? And so God knows why you're in the game. Somebody say, God knows why you're in the game. And he knows what? The position you're supposed to be playing. So just don't even take time to try to defend yourself. Just let people be people. And he said, okay. So, and what was being after God's own heart? I want you to write this down. Being after God's own heart is conforming to God's will and his purposes. Oh, my Lord, that you wake up in the morning, God, what you happen to do? The reason why you do what you do is what? It's the will of God. That's God's way. That's your way of showing God, I'm after your heart. I want to feel your purpose. I don't want nobody to just give me a job or give me something to do. I want to do what you want me to do. My Lord, thy will be done and thy kingdom come. Well, on earth as it is in heaven. So if you ever want the kingdom of God to come down to planet earth in your life, to be manifested in your life, get into the will of God. Oh, everything is right there. Everything is right there. Before the foundations of this earth, before you were born, God already laid a plan out for you. So we pray, God, give me a purpose-driven life. God, show me your will. Show me your ways. Direct my path. And one thing about the God that you serve, the God, the loving, kind God, or the God of the universe, he doesn't make his will for your life a mystery to you. He will make it plain. He will make it simple. So you say, Dr. Ty, so what's the challenge? Will you submit? Oh, let's go on from there. Conform to my will and purpose. Who will do all my will? Who will do what? All of my will. You see, Saul did part of the will of God and missed out and lost the kingdom because he thought that I could just throw a little something here and God is going to be pleased. So God said, no, you've been fired. And Saul was fired for 7 years before he died. For 7 years, God had already fired Saul, found somebody else, but let him live it out. And you don't ever want to get a position where God is just going to let you live it out. You want to be in the purpose. We go back to Saul. Saul was just living it out and he lost his mind. I need somebody to read about David and Saul. So much there. From this man's descendants, who? David's descendants, God had brought to Israel a savior. What? In the person of who? Jesus Christ. According to what? God's promise. Oh, you can stand on his promise. The promise was there. But along with the promise came problems. I want to say that real slow. The promise, David, chosen of God, anointed by God, the king, the psalmist, my Lord Jesus, the shepherd, oh God, the prophet, the promise was there. But along with the promise came problems. The struggle of a human being with a God-sized assignment. You see, let's say it again. The struggle of a human being with a God-sized assignment, my Lord. His assignment was to cling to God, to do his will, and to walk in a manner that throughout his life, my God, he would have to obey God, because through his descendants, my Lord, was Jesus Christ was going to come. My Lord, and if you read the Psalms, you will see that prophetic anointing on David just flowing when he prophesied about the soon coming king. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You're talking about God moving through a person's life. The struggle of a human being with a God-sized assignment, but having some problems. Has your humanity ever caused you to stumble and fall, and somehow you got back up? We're talking about, I survived it. Has that human side of you, that fleshly side of you, that carnal side of you got in the way of your path? Oh, my Lord, I'm talking to some anointed vessels right now. I'm talking to somebody who know when they see, when they sense, when they experience the presence of God.
Just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and a moment of inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.